Hello, this is the Library Talker, also known as the Library Lady. I'm Library Talker on Blogspot at librarytalker.blogspot.com, and I'm Library Lady here on Podomatic, where this podcast is hosted. So today I have a review of a book that kind of caught me by surprise, and not necessarily in a great way, I don't know. The book is called A Cosmic Kind of Love by Samantha Young. And it caught my eye because it was just like a cutesy cover. It's got two people sitting on planets facing away from each other but holding hands while they're working on tablets or computers or whatever. And it's like, oh, that's cute. And it kind of is just your little cutesy cotton candy romance-y thing. So basically you have an event planner and an astronaut who come together. Basically our event planner, Hallie, is planning the engagement party for a socialite, and the socialite sends her basically this giant Dropbox folder filled with stuff to try and help her come up with ideas for the plan and how is it going to go, because socialite is also dating an artist, and so they have very different points of view on things. So, you know, but socialite, of course, doesn't have any time to sit and talk. So here, just take this file. Well, in amongst the file are a bunch of videos from this guy who is, Christopher Ortiz. And Chris is a Latinx astronaut who came down about 6 months before, but he had made all these videos and sent them to the socialite while they were engaged when he was in space. Hallie watches them, now she feels horrible about that, because these are personal videos that he sent to his fiance about space and what he was feeling and what he was thinking and blah blah blah. So she feels really bad about watching them, but she keeps watching them, and she watches all of them, and then she re-watches them. But you know, she starts crushing on him and thinks he's really cool, but never gonna happen. She just feels bad. Well, finds out that she's watched it because she sends an apology video. She makes her own video and says, oh my gosh, I am so sorry. I watched all your videos and I know that was a horrible violation of trust, blah, blah, blah. And so it gets back to him through one of the people at NASA who has been fielding this video. And he tells her to just bump it off like it was, like it never reached anyone. And so they do. And so now Hallie is like, oh, look, I have a place where I can have a little diary entry. And so she makes more videos and sends them, assuming they're all getting bumped. But now he starts watching those. So they fall in love with each other based on videos that they're each, you know, somewhat ashamed of having watched, but whatever. They end up meeting at the socialite's engagement party. He intentionally goes and meets her, but acts like he's never seen her before. She immediately apologizes and says, oh my gosh, I am so sorry I watched all your videos. And because he's already known about it, he plays it off like, oh, well, whatever, who cares? And he thinks, maybe I should tell her, nah, I'll wait, because, you know, then she'll never speak to me again. So they have this whole back and forth. They end up now no longer making videos, but spending time together as he creates a fake reason for her to hang out with him, which is that he is going to have a retirement party, retiring from Air Force and all of that other stuff, and he needs her help to plan this event. And so they end up going out on these planning dates, which lunches and dinners and that kind of stuff, and of course fall in love, and isn't it cute and adorable and blah, blah, blah. Other things that occur are the fact that Hallie's parents had gotten divorced recently, but are using her as the in-between person for all their problems. So even though she is in her 20s and is an adult, her mom calls complaining to her about what her dad just recently did, or he abandoned me, blah, blah, blah. And her dad keeps calling and saying, your mom is being a real pain in the butt. You need to make her stop, as if she's a freaking mediator or something. And she just keeps kind of following along with it. At the same time, Chris is dealing with the fact that the reason he became an astronaut was because his older brother had dreams of becoming an astronaut but had died a few years before, so he took on his older brother's dream. It was not something he ever really wanted to do. And his older brother was the pride of his father's eyes, and he, the person who ended up actually going to space, is not. So Hallie's criticized by her parents, and her mom's always talking about how she just doesn't look right, blah, blah, blah. And Chris is always criticized by his father by not being good enough, and, you know, why couldn't you be more like your brother? And so, of course, they have all of these background things, and they give each other the strength, and you know how it's all going to go. But I probably wasn't going to make a podcast on this one, because it is kind of just what it is, except for I just kind of need to warn people, I guess. About 2/3 to 3/4 of the way through, this goes from your cutesy little romancy sweet thing to like hardcore porn for just a few pages out of nowhere. Like, porn. And I'm not a prude or anything, but, you know, I choose things based on what I think they're going to be. So I chose this thinking it was going to be a cute piece of fluff, and here comes porn. And so, oh my gosh. And then it just disappears. And then it's like, no more porn. And then we're back to cutesy fluffy. And I have no idea where that came from. I have no idea why the author had to put that in there. It actually really was not necessary. Maybe she was testing the waters to see if she could write it. I don't know. But yeah, hardcore porn. Right in the middle of a cute cotton candy fluff romance. And it, you know, it's not a great romance, and it wasn't great porn. So it's just kind of like, where the heck did, why? I just have to sit and wonder about that. It made kind of like no sense. It just came out of nowhere. The characters are fairly two-dimensional for the most part. I mean, yeah, Hallie and Chris are cute, but there's nothing ooh-ah about it. It's just cotton candy fluff until you get to the porn. And then it's candy kitten fluff again. It's just like, oh, okay, well, here we go. And so, things end up working out, of course, and blah, blah, blah. But it just, it's not a fully developed anything. And it just feels weird trying to review this, because based on my scale, I would normally give it like a 3. But because of that sudden drop in of just something that was out of the blue, had nothing to do with anything, was just shoved in there, and then was gone again, it just feels like I should give it a 2, you know? I don't know. So here I am, trying to understand this whole book thing, and how I want to, you know, how I think it should be reviewed. On a scale of 1 to 5, one being, oh my god, avoid this thing like the plague. 5 being, this is the most amazing thing ever. 4 being, 2 being, eh. 3 being, eh. And 4 being, huh. I'm gonna go with, eh. I'm gonna go with, like, this is a 2.5, 3. I'm gonna give it 3. And that's just because I can't think of any other, it's not an amazing thing. It's just something to keep yourself entertained on a plane ride or, somewhere else. It was just, it's got its cute, it's got its moments in there. But again, it was odd. And it just, some of it felt forced. Some of it felt like really that would happen. I don't think so. Other times, you know, I'm glad, hey, they both owned up to having watched the videos. Yay. That's one less, stupid trope that's out there. Like, if you just communicate with each other and they still get along, which that's where I'm confused. It's like, yes, they admitted it, but really? You're going to be okay with that? Sure. All right. Okie dokie. But yeah, so, I'm going to go with 3. So again, this is, A Cosmic Kind of Love by Samantha Young. And Yeah, 3 out of 5. Again, I don't, it wouldn't have gotten any higher. I would not have given this 4 or 5 ever, but that drop in of that porn was just, that was just weird. So sorry, I'm just kind of off on my own brain right now, thinking about that, just remembering how strange that was. So there we are, A Cosmic Kind of Love, Samantha Young, 3 out of 5, do with that as you will. And, there we go. Again, I'm the Library Talker. I'm Library Talker at blogspot.com, and Library Lady on Podomatic. And I hope you have a really good day. Bye.